has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So that handout is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. Once it's opened up the landing page, scroll down to the Musar section, which is almost till the end. And the second link under the Musar section is the Path of the Just, or the Misilat Yesharim. And that link opens up to the Safaria.org website, where they have uploaded the book, The Path of the Just. And we're in Chapter 1, commencing with Paragraph 14. And we'll start with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Liakta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kenenehu. Paragraph 14 in Chapter 1. Vehine al ha'akir hazeh ha'iro nao zikaronim levarcha b'midrash kahelet she'amru zeh l'shonim re'e et me'asa v'elohim v'gomer v'sha shevara ha'kadosh baruch hu et adam harishon v'na v'nitalo v'hachizro al kol elofene gan eden v'yomer lo re'e ma'aseh ima na'im u'mashovachim ein v'kal ma'sheva ra'ati v'shavilicha v'ra'ati ein da'ati shel takalo takel kal v'tachari v'tolami. Our sages roused us to this fundamental principle in Midrash Kohelet, saying, see the work of Hashem. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created Adam, He took him and led him to pass before all the trees of the Garden of Eden. And He said to him, see how beautiful and excellent are my works. All that I have created for your sake. Be careful that you do not become corrupt and destroy my world. So do you think Adam listened? We know he didn't. Paragraph 15. Kali lo shel davar ha'adam lo navara b'avor mitzvo ha'olam hazeh ela b'avor mitzvo b'olam haba ela shemitzvo b'olam hazehi am sa'i l'mitzvo ha'va'olam haba shehu ha'kalito. The general principle of this matter: man was not created for his state in this world, but rather for his state in the world that is coming. only that his state in this world is a means towards his state in the world that is coming, which is his ultimate purpose. And that's why the spiritual people do not feel at home in this world. They feel like tourists. They know they're not supposed to be here. But while they're here, they have something to do, some specific work that they can do to make this world better. And ultimately, by making this world better, the world that is coming will manifest. Paragraph 16. Alkein ha-tamitza me'amrei hakameinu zal ravim kulam bisiganon echad medamim ha'olam hazeh lemakom v'zaman ha-hakana v'ha'olam Abba umakom umano chafiachlat amuchan kevar wahohi wehi hamashe amru haolam hazedumali rozador kimo Amru zal hayom le'ashotim umacher lekabel shekaram mishetaro ba'arav shabbat yoakel b'shabbat ha'olam hazeh duma livashi V'ha'olam haba liyam v'gomer ugala ravim al zeh haderech. Hence, you will find many statements of our sages of blessed memory, all along similar lines, comparing this world to a place and time of preparation, while the next world is compared to a place of rest and eating, what has already been prepared. For instance, they said, this world is like a corridor. As I wrote earlier, today for their performance and tomorrow for receiving their reward. He who toiled on Friday will eat on the Shabbat. This world is like the shore, and the next world like the sea. And many other statements along the same lines. And those same lines is to express the idea that this is not our home. This physical world that we're living in is not our home. And it's impossible for us to feel like it is our home. And when we do feel it's home, it means that we are becoming too connected to the physical pleasures. Verse 17, or paragraph 17.
V'Torah ve'emet sachavar. Lo yokal shom ba'al shekel ha'amin shetakalit b'riyad ha'adam hi l'mitzvo be'olam hazekima hem chaye ha'adam b'olam hazeh omehu Shameach v'shaliv mamash be'olam hazeh yemei shenoteinu v'hem Sevayim Shanaim Lagavorot Shemonim Shana Verachavam Amalion. Indeed, you can see that no rational person can possibly believe that the purpose of man's creation is for his existence in this world. For what is man's life in this world? Who is truly happy and content in this world? The days of our life are 70 years, and if by strength 80 years, yet their span is but toil and trouble. The paragraph is clear as written. We don't belong in this world, and if we think we do, we are misinterpreting the signs. We're misinterpreting the effects. This world is not meant to be toil and trouble, but it is toil and trouble because we as mankind make that happen. It doesn't have to be toil and trouble. We just have to follow the Torah. But if we look around, people are saying, I don't want to do the Torah. I don't want to follow the Torah. I just want the pleasures without the sharing, without the effect, without the work. Paragraph 18. Vekama minei tsa'ar v'chalayim u'machovayim v'taradot v'yachar kol zot amovet v'echad minei alef lo imatze shirva ha'olam lo hana'ot v'shalo amatit v'gam hu eilav yagiya l'meya shana kavar ayavet ever uvatel min ha'olam. How many sorts of distress and sicknesses, pain and burdens, and after all that comes death. Not one in 1,000 can be found to whom the world has granted plenty of pleasures and true contentment. But even such a person, if he reaches the age of 100 years, already is as one who already passed and disappeared from the world. What this paragraph is saying is, if we age to 100, we don't age healthily, we don't age happily. Everything is a conflict, everything is work, everything is toil, and we don't even realize it. We just do it as a rote actions, and we see no benefit. It's literally like we're digging a pit. The pit is 6 feet by 6 feet by 6 feet. And then we fill in the pits. And then once it's filled in, we go and dig it again. It's meaningless work for most people. For spiritual people, there is work. There is spiritual work. Changing our character traits. Sharing with other people who have more need than we have. Being certain that Hashem will provide what we need, so it's not a problem to share it with others. These are mitzvot. These are cleansing. These are the tools to make our lives better, happier, more complete, filling it with shalem, completion, and shalom, peace, and serenity. Paragraph 19. Willow Elash Shayim Takli Bereyad Hadam Haya Litzori Haolam Hazelo Hayatari Mifne Zeshetanuka Lo Vishit Nishama Kol Kach Ashuva Ha'alayona Shetahaya Gedola Yoter Min Hamilachim Atzmam. Furthermore, if the purpose of man's creation were for the sake of this world, it would not have been necessary to imbue him with such a lofty and exalted soul, greater even than the angels themselves. And in fact, this lofty soul, by putting it in a body, it limits the soul to such an extent that the soul falls below the angels themselves. Verse 20, paragraph 20. Shol Shaken Shahaya Ina Mutsa Shom Nachat Ruach Bekol Anogaya Anoge Zehaolam Wehu Mashalim Adonu Zikrunam Levarata Lemidrash Kohelet Zolishonem Wagam Hanefesh Lotamala Mishalama Hadavardu Maliorono Liaroni Shonasha Bat Melech Im Yavayo Lo Chol Mashebaolam Inam Ashovim Lo Kalom Shehayo Bat Melech Kad Hanefesh Ailo Avaat Lo Kol Ma'adani Olam Einam Kalom Lo Lama Shehayo Min Ha'alayonim. Especially so when the soul finds no satisfaction whatsoever from all the pleasures of this world. This is what our sages teach us in Midrash Kohelet. But the soul will not be fulfilled. What is this analogous to? To the case of a common peasant who married the king's daughter. Even if he brought her all of that the village possessed, it would be as nothing to her, for she is a king's daughter. So
has joined.
If you would bring her all the pleasures of this world, they would be like nothing to her, for she is from higher worlds. Paragraph 21. Wakein amro rabotanu zakaronam libracha al karacha o ta'ata noter we alterachecha ata nolid ki ein hanashama o havad haolam Hazekelal Ela Adrakbe Moaset Vo Imken Bedailo Haya Bora Habora Yehu Naged Ho Ka Namas Vaim Na. Likewise, our sages of blessed memory taught us, against your will were you formed, and against your will were you born. For the soul does not love this world at all. On the contrary, it despises it. If so, certainly the Creator, blessed be his name, would never have created something for a purpose which is against its nature and despised by it. Paragraph 22. Ela briyato shel ha'adam lemitzvo ba'olam ha'bahayo ve'alken nitana bo nishama zot ki lo ra'avi le'avod uvayokal ha'adam lekabel hashkar b'makomo Zimno shelo yihye davar namas ael nishmato beolam hazeh elad rava na'ahav nachamad mamena lezeh peshut. Rather, man's creation was for his state in the world to come, the world that is coming. Therefore, this soul was placed in him, for it befits the soul to serve God, and through it a man will be rewarded in proper time and place. Thus, this world will not be something despised to his soul, but rather beloved and cherished by it. And this is evident. When man realizes that the work, the spiritual work that he has done, has created a world of pleasure for the soul, when he realizes this happens because of the work he has done, he feels rewarded when that world that is coming arrives. Paragraph 23. Wehine achar shediano ze navin miyad chomer umatzavit asher aleinu vikar ha'avoda asher bidino ki hine elahem ha'emsayim ha'maveim otano el ha'shalamot ha'emati asher beladam lo yoshek telal. Behold, after knowing all this, we will immediately realize the grave obligation of the mitzvot upon us and the preciousness of the divine service which lies in our hands. For these are the means which lead us to the true perfection. Without them, this state will not be attained in the least. Paragraph 24. Weolem yadoa ki ena ta salit magia ela makach evuts kol ha-emtsayim asher nematzav v'asher shemeshu v'hagiyu v'ka Ka Aim Saim Vishamoshim Gihia Hatakalit Anoled Mehem Vikal Hafrash Gaton Shematsa Baim Saim Avahen Tolad To Vivirur Vidai Behagia Zamin Hatakalit Anolid Bekavut Saolim Kemoshekatavati Vizebarur. It is known that a purpose is not attained without the combined contribution of all the means found and employed to achieve it. According to the capacity of the means and their use will be the resulting achievement of purpose, and any slight deviation found in the employed means will be very noticeable in the end, results derived from their combined contributions. This is self-evident. This is a paragraph that a lot of people would not understand. Ultimately, the end result depends on the actions that created it, that moved it, that formed it. The end result requires everything that one has been received, that one has received. Everything one has received has to go into the actions to create the end results. We're talking about your tools, your character traits, your abilities. The 25th paragraph.
Me'ata vadaihi shehakdak shehadakdok sheyadkadak alinan hamitzvot v'havoda mukara sheyihye betachalit adakadok Da asher yidakadako shukli hazahav bafaneinim laro ikarem kitoldatem noldat vashalamot ha'ameita v'hakar hanetzai hanatzichi Shein yikar lima'ala mimeinu.
It is obvious, therefore, that we must be meticulous to the utmost degree in the manner of observance of the mitzvot and the service of Hashem, just as the merchants of gold and precious gems are meticulous to the utmost precision in weighing them due to their precious value. For the fruits of the mitzvot are the true perfection and the eternal preciousness, of which there is nothing more precious. Paragraph 26.
Nimseinu limadim ki akar matziot hadam beolam hazeh hirak lekayim mitzvot ulavod ulamod benasiyon.
To summarize what we have learned, the primary purpose of man's existence in this world is solely to fulfill the mitzvot,
serve Hashem and stand up to trials. Paragraph 27. Wehinaot b'haolam ein reo shiyehu lo elale azar lelasiyoa belavad lishiye lilo nachat ruach v'yoshu dat lema'an yokal lifanot livo el avodah haze hamotalat elav. The pleasures of this world should only be used for aiding and assisting him, so that he will have tranquility and peace of mind in order to free his heart, for this service is incumbent upon him. In essence, we are to use the pleasures of this world, but not enjoy them. Use the pleasures, but not enjoy them. The enjoyment from these pleasures comes when we use them to share, when we use them in the service of Hashem, when we use them as tools and not as the end in itself. Paragraph 28. Weyamonam reayu lo shetahaya kofanaito rak livora it baruch shalwishala yihielo shom tichalit achar b'kol ma'ase she'asi im katan ve'im gadol elav hatakarav elav yitbarach ushavor kohamachatsi amachaitzot amisikot banu leven kono hen heina kol anaimi v'hachomariot v'hatalo v'hem ad shemishech acharav yad farich mamash kevarozel acharaven hashovat. Thus it is proper that all of a man's inclination be solely to the blessed Creator, and that all of his actions, great or small, have no other purpose than to draw closer to Hashem, blessed be he, and to break down all the barriers separating him from his master, which are all the matters of physicality and the things dependent on them, until he is drawn towards the blessed Hashem like iron is drawn to a magnet. This paragraph is clear as written. Our purpose is to use the mitzvot to draw closer to Hashem. And anything that isn't for that purpose is drawing us away from Hashem. Paragraph 29.
Wekol ma she'okal lechashov shehu imsai lekorave azot yirdof achtro
Hashem, he will chase after it, grab hold of it, and not let it go. Paragraph 31. Wakal Mashayo Kalha Show Hashehu Mineala Zayivara Mimenu Kavora Minha Ish Ukhanan Shena Amar Devaka Nafshi Akarish Day Tamaka Yemincha. And anything which he deems to be detrimental to this, he should flee from it, as one flees from fire, similar to what is written, "My soul clings after you, your right hand upholds me." Paragraph 32. Ion Shaviato Leolam Eina Elat Litakalit Azedehenu Lehashiger Hakarava Azotemelato Nafsho mikol monaya umafsideya. For his coming to this world is only for this purpose, namely to attain this closeness, by rescuing his soul from whatever hindrance and detriment to it. Paragraph 33. Vehine achar shedanu v'hatavaro v'hatavarar vatslano emyatat akalal hazeh Yesh lanu lehakor al tirtiv lifi midaraguti hem metahalot adavar hayad sofo tamosh shesadarim ravi pinchas ben yair V'ma'amar shelo shehavaynu Kivar b'chakadamatanu V'hem hazaherot Hazarizot anakiyot Afreshot atahara Echasidot ha'anoav Yirat Achata Bechakadosha. Behold, after we have known this general principle and clarified its veracity, we must investigate on its details according to its stages, from the beginning to the end, as Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair arranged in his teaching, which he brought in the introduction. These steps are watchfulness, zeal, cleanliness, separation, purity, piety, humility, fear of sin, and holiness. The last paragraph of and we will complete our class today here.
We atana vi eram echad echad v'siyata d'shameya.
Now we will clarify them one by one with Hashem's help. There are 9 steps in paragraph 33. Now we have to look at the words. So in the Hebrew above the number 33, if you look at the Hebrew to the left and the below the colon in the second line, you'll see that they with the apostrophes or with the commas, there are 9 of them. So I think you will find that there's a one-to-one relationship. And if we analyze and study these words from their gematria, we will learn much before we read chapter 2. So I'm going to try and have the time to do that. Hopefully before we have our next class, which would be next Wednesday. Does anybody have any questions on this class that we just had? I believe we started with paragraph 14 and completed with paragraph 33. I hope you all have wonderful afternoons and evenings. I hope to see you in the later classes. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Feel free if you have a comment, a question, or a thought. Please feel free to express it. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.